evening.
Good evening.
Should we go start or wait?
Well, your time is so limited. Let's start. We're also touching up cabinets, so I can get back to helping him.
I'm confused. Did you say to start or?
Yes, I said let's start because I know your time is limited. And, Tony and I were touching up cabinets, you know, with paint.
Oh, so you get back to it. Now I understand.
Right.
Okay.
So take a...
We're on section 36 of Parashat Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. This is Pasuk 387. We'll start with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kutshav Rechu, Ishkim Te, Bitchi Lu'urchimu, Utchi Lu'utchi Lu'urchimu. L'Yachta, L'Shem, Yudhe Bavavhe, B'Yichuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. V'ayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenenehu. We all datani nam divai barnash litakana parsiayo aharali karadileya fiye ma da parsiayo de eliyahu we love la shari share taman lehu salik. The Ashed Kamei Kutshabarichu. The translation. Therefore, we have learned that a man should prepare a chair in honor of Elijah and should say, this is the chair of Elijah. If he does not announce this, Elijah will not appear in that place, nor ascend and testify about the circumcision before the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. What is the purpose of Eliyahu testifying before Hashem? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think because it shows that it happened. I often think at the Passover Seder that we need to stand, you know, when the youngster goes out, usually with where we are at the synagogue, the, you know, usually an adult will accompany them all the way to the front door. And I so want everybody to stand up. It's like, if you're just thinking it's make-believe, you know, if you really want to greet it, I just stand up. That was a robocall, so I just picked it up and hung it up.
Understand. So we have to announce, we have to call Elijah to come.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't come, it's as if the circumcision didn't happen. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, I think everything has to be voiced. It's almost like, women have the ones who say blessings to themselves when, you know, before they eat or whatever. And it's the idea that you do need to voice the words. And when you're voicing words in Hebrew, and I'm sure, just like when I burn the Lahafrish Hala and I've separated, you know, I say Zot Hala. You know, this is Hala. And So I think you do have to express it. And if you're expressing it with Hebrew, well, do you know the energy that you're putting out with those words? And I like to think they reach the heavenlies.
Yes, you do have to express blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to call Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this is the world of action, and actions have to be expressed. That's not a problem. We've studied that in many different places. But if Elijah doesn't come, and you perform the Brit Milah, if Elijah isn't there, he cannot go up and testify. But what is the purpose of his testifying to Hashem that this circumcision took place? We will find out as we go on. But the way it's this first introduction of the chair of Elijah and calling Elijah, there's no explanation to it. That's what I'm pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're accepting this is the tradition. We don't understand why, but we're going to do it anyway. That's not what Kabbalah teaches. Kabbalah teaches you need to try to understand why you do things. You have to ask the questions.
Well, to me, it's linked to free will.
In what way is it free will?
Well, so that it won't be idol worship, that you're actually exercising your free will, that you're doing this for Hashem. If it's, you know.
Okay. That is an answer that makes some sense, so. Should we go on?
I think so. I think this probably is kind of like an introduction.
I think so, too. But
if you have anything else to say, I think about going to Safad and seeing all of them, you know, the old synagogues, and in every one of them, you know, you see the chair of Elijah. You don't necessarily see that. Well, we don't see it here, but it was wonderful to, you know, to go into those very old synagogues and see Elijah's chair in every one of them.
Understand. Pasuk 338. No, it's 388. Tahatse bekad meita kati malecha po Eliyahu igomer uktiv kano kineti la shem ki azbu beritcha bene Israel igomer amar lo chayecha. The call atar the high Rishima Kadisha Yir Shimun Leya Bane Bivsart Home Ant Tista Bain Taman Ufuma Dias He Di Israel Azvu Yasid. The Israel Mekayimin Haikiyama Wehataninan Ama It Anash Eliyahu Kame Kudshabarifu Al Diamayar Dil Torah Al and see. It is written first, what are you doing here, Elijah? And I have been very jealous for Hashem, because they have forsaken your covenant. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to Elijah, as you live, you shall be present in every place that my sons shall imprint this holy sign on their flesh. And the mouth that testified that Israel hath forsaken the covenant shall now testify that Israel observes it. Thus we have learned why Elijah was punished by the Holy One, blessed be He, because he accused his sons by saying that the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Do you think attending to...
Go ahead. I forgot your comment. Go ahead.
Do you think attending 2 million Brits, Britot, is a just consequences of the disparagement by Eliyahu of the children of Israel?
To me it sounds like because he said they have forsaken your covenant, evidently Hashem didn't like it. And so kind of as a consequence, I don't know if we should say punishment, because I don't think it's a punishment, but as a consequence for his action, he now has to participate in all of them to actually come and tell Hashem so he can see that how many do the covenant. That's how I took it.
Well, that is how it's meant.
Mm-hmm. Never heard that before.
By disparaging the children of Israel, he was saying Lashon Hara about the children of Israel, just as Miriam did about Moshe.
Yeah. And
just as the spies did about the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, he's called to every Brit Milah so that he can testify that they're still connecting to the Brit, to the covenant.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we kind of are doing the same thing when we act discouraged because this is not happening and that is not happening. We don't see it happening.
Correct.
And it looks like it's truth. So that's the hidden garment, the concealed part that's hiding the truth, really.
Well, and we take an example. We see one event. We see something happen and we don't like it. You know, and I'll, we see this event happen, we don't like it, and we extrapolate it so that it's, we exaggerate and say, everybody is doing this kind of thing. We all do this. And it's important for us to realize that. There may have been some people in a generation that weren't circumcising their children. But not everybody did that. And that's really the lesson from these two verses, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Lashon Hara,
mm-hmm,
and exaggeration.
Well, I certainly didn't expect that from the verse above. Of course, I haven't read ahead or anything, but that's kind of a big surprise.
If we read in the book of prophets about Eliyahu, we'll read that verse. It's in Kings chapter 19, verse 14. Eliyahu was being zealous. He thought he was doing right, but here he wasn't, because he was exaggerating. He didn't see every person not circumcise their sons. He saw some, but not all.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, that is the message.
Right. Was he the one who thought that he was the only one serving God, and Hashem told him he had 7,000?
Right.
You know, I often think of that, you know, when we're praying for something and it doesn't seem to be coming to pass, and you think, oh, you're all by yourself, and then you find out that other people are praying just as hard, you know.
Correct. It's the same idea. We have to be very careful not to exaggerate. Verse 389. Ad hakeha wa ate mehora biyoma wahawo amare mile diorita kamu lemezal amar lo hahu gavra ba me diaskit tu. The high lelia aslimu amare mahu amarlo detechemun lim charanpo demareya dikyaya yama dehadvita bat biota. Daminai hu ku ugzar kaima kayama dire ditiled li limchar lehewe ilula dileya amarabiaba hai biuta demitva ihu. Mechame ape shekinta neti. The translation. By now the light of day shone, and they were still studying the Torah. As they stood to go, the landlord said to them, "Complete the subject that you were discussing during the night." They asked, "What subject?" He answered, "Tomorrow you can see the face of the guarantor of the covenant, Elijah, because my wife begs you to stay for the celebration of the circumcision of our son." Rabbi Abba responded, "This is an invitation to participate in a mitzvah, so let us stay." My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Attending, participating in a Brit Milah is a mitzvah. This is why someone is told about the Brit Milah, yet is not invited. Since once invited to a mitzvah, there is a consequence for non-attendance. Questions, comments, thoughts?
But you do need an invitation. I mean, if you knew the family, you wouldn't just show up. You need an invitation?
No.
No?
No. What they do is they make an announcement in the synagogue, or they'll make an announcement. You know, we have a son, we're planning a Brit Milah on this day, and this is the location. But it's not an invitation. It's an announcement, and you have free choice whether to go or not to go.
Okay.
And that's very important. Because if you invite someone and they for whatever reason, they cannot make it, they're rejecting the mitzvah. And God forbid somebody rejects a mitzvah. Done. We won't have enough time for the next one.
You can go on. I've only learned 2 new things.
No, I don't have enough time for the next.
Okay.
Soup, so.
Yeah, I'd already forgotten about the painting. That's what this does to me.
Okay. You
okay.
Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. We'll be at the doctor's office all morning, so I probably won't be on anything tomorrow morning. Okay, so shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
I'll expect my...